It's Tuesday, March 11, 2025.
Climate change is an existential threat.
Climate action champion becomes Canada's new prime minister. Oil tanker explosion spills jet fuel into England's North Sea. Trump administration orders vast increase in logging of the public's national forests, plus...
Enjoy watching them now, because they are disappearing.
One in five butterflies in the U.S. have disappeared in the last 20 years.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and... snarky comment.
Donald Trump has been busy. In the past couple of days, he's switched sides in the war in Ukraine, announced a national crypto reserve, and dismantled the National Weather Service, because part of the fun of experiencing a Category 5 hurricane is the surprise.
Surprise! This is your Green News Report. All right, Desi Doyen, a lot to get to today around the world, beginning with a disturbing story off the coast of England.
Yes, on Monday, just off the coast of England, a cargo ship collided with a U.S.-flagged oil tanker carrying jet fuel for the U.S. military, sparking a massive fire. Officials confirmed that the damaged tanker is spilling the fuel into the North Sea.
In another remarkable metaphor at sea.
Yep. In New York's Long Island, officials say fire crews have finally contained several fast-spreading, wind-driven wildfires that broke out over the weekend amid unusually dry conditions. A similar situation in Japan. That country's worst wildfire in 50 years is now under control, also exacerbated by drought and unseasonably warm temperatures.
Clearly, Long Island and Japan are not sweeping their forest floors.
In Australia, Queensland was hit by its first tropical cyclone in more than 50 years, fueled by extremely warm ocean waters. In Alaska, the world's most famous sled dog race, the Iditarod, is now underway, but organizers were forced to move the starting line from Anchorage to Fairbanks, Alaska, due to lack of snow. In Alaska. In Canada, Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, on Monday followed through on his threat to slap a 25% surcharge on all electricity exports to the U.S. In retaliation for the Trump administration's tariffs on Canadian products. Mm-hmm. Mark Carney, a former banker and climate action champion, won his Liberal Party's election in a landslide on Sunday and will replace Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister of Canada until parliamentary elections are held. Carney previously served as United Nations Special Envoy for Climate Action and Finance, consistently warning for years about the dire financial impacts that climate change is already having on the insurance and financial sector.
Wait, he's a banker and he believes in climate change?
Yes.
Wow.
Here he is on UN TV.
To see that the number of extreme weather events had tripled and the cost of those events had gone up five times in the course of a quarter of a century absolutely rammed home the point of the scale of the issue, and then also how little effectively was being done about it in the financial sector.
Speaking of how little is being done about it in the financial sector, climate science denier Donald Trump is demolishing U.S. climate policies. The Trump Securities and Exchange Commission has begun rolling back Biden-era climate disclosure rules that required companies to inform investors about the risks that climate impacts pose to their businesses.
What you don't know can kill you.
The Trump EPA has moved to rewrite Biden-era chemical safety standards designed to prevent disasters at manufacturing plants across the country. The New York Times reports that the Trump Justice Department will withdraw a landmark lawsuit addressing pollution from a Louisiana petrochemical plant that poses a danger to nearby communities.
Not anymore. No lawsuit. Everything's fine.
Trump recently signed an executive order to massively increase logging in the public's national forests and directed federal agencies to find ways to bypass endangered species protections and other environmental rules to protect air and and water quality.
Who needs them?
Forest ecologists warn that increased logging will worsen wildfire risks, water pollution, and accelerate species extinctions. Trump also selected a lumber industry executive to head the Forest Service.
Perfect.
Finally, speaking of accelerating extinction, butterflies in the United States are disappearing at a catastrophic rate that could upend ecosystems and undercut pollination that sustains America's crops. The total number of butterflies in the contiguous United States has declined 22% over just the last 20 years. Some species have hit losses of more than 90% due to habitat loss, toxic pesticides and herbicides, and rising temperatures driven by man-made global warming. That's according to a comprehensive new study in the journal Science. The researchers say conservation can save America's butterflies.
We are killing it, literally. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
See the dog and butterfly up in the air. She rose.